As always, we're joined by the head coach of the New York Giants, Ben McAdoo. And Coach, before we get into the game, obviously a lot of big news here this week. Just talk a little bit about how Geno Smith has handled all of this week, preparing for this start.
Yeah, you know, Geno, he's done a great job all year preparing his number two. And we're calling his number this week, so he's going to get a chance to go out there and start and finish the game for us. He's done a nice job so far preparing, had a good Wednesday practice. Thursday went out, we had some pads on, had some good tight green zone work. And we look forward to seeing him spin the ball for us on Sunday.
And finally, from a team standpoint, obviously it's big news. Are you pleased with the way the guys kind of handled things this week, considering the fact that it's a little change from the routine?
Yeah, it's tough. Obviously, emotional decision for everybody involved. Very emotional, especially for the guys who have been around here a little while, the veterans. But players are resilient. You know, jobs are won and they're lost all the time in this league. With players and coaches, and they understand that they have to put their best foot forward and go out and put a good product on the field on Sunday.
Coach, you know, you're going out to Oakland, not an easy place to play. Talk about some of the things that their offense poses. You got Marshawn Lynch back there now, who seems to be running as physical as he has in his career.
Yeah, I think the most important thing for them as an offense is they're good up front. Mm-hmm. It starts for them up front. Rushing attempts will be important in the ball game for both sides, and we have to win that battle. So we have to plug up the middle, make sure we get everybody around the ball carrier, because when Lynch, when he gets a full head of steam, he's a tough man to bring to the ground. They don't call him beast mode for nothing. So we got to make sure we get him on the ground, get everybody around the football, play gap sound defense. But the more players we have around the ball, the better we'll be, because it's hard to bring them down with just one man.
Khalil Mack. Mm-hmm. On the other side of the ball, he's a threat. They move him around a bit, but on the edges, he's probably as good as they come, huh?
Yeah, he is. He's built low to the ground. He's like Harrison a little bit from the Steelers, a little bit younger, but he's built very low to the ground and his country strong. You can see he has a great long arm rush with one hand. He can use it on both sides, the left and on the right, and he gets it in there fairly quickly. So we have to make sure we knock that hand off when he gets it on us. But he's very talented. He has this nice spin move, too. You could tell he's been spending some time with some other guys in this league out in that same division with his pass rush moves. But he's very talented, very explosive, built low to the ground. And we have to bend, we have to strike, and we're going to have to give our tackles some help.
Coach, traditionally the Raiders under Al Davis, it was always about the big play. Mm-hmm. We don't know if Cooper is going to play. He's got a concussion protocol. We know Crabtree's not there. So you look at Patterson. He's got two explosive runs for touchdowns. He's mm-hmm. made big plays in the passing game. Holton's another big play guy. Cook can make big plays. Do they still try to force that big play and try to make that big play in Raider style?
Yeah, they still like their three wides. You'll still see a lot of three wides from them in the offense. And Carr can get the ball out quickly. He can create as well. But one thing that's consistent about the Raiders since I think the beginning of time is that they have guys that can run. Flat-out run. They have guys with a lot of speed, and that's not going to drop off much on Sunday.
Coach, best of luck on Sunday.
All right, thank you.